Sean Lechem's Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ein Hayah, Agadah Sefer Shabbos, Maran Rav Zitzel, and Nachman Baruch Reish Dalet, like we read in the previous shiur, on the Pasuk, this week's Parasha, Kippah Nofel Mimenu, talking about somebody who falls from a roof that has no fence, no makeh. This is Kippah Nofel Mimenu. And Tanur Reish Mel says, Rois Avipal Misheshes Nebereshes, that this person was fitting to fall from the 6 days of creation. Because the Pasuk calls him a Nofel. He hasn't yet fallen, and the Pasuk called him a Nofel. So why Taka does the Pasuk call him a Nofel? Because he was Roy Lipal, Misheshes and Eberashis. And Megalgalin Schus, Al Yidei Zakai, V'chov Al Yidei Chayiv. That good things come to people who are meritorious, and bad things come to people who are not. This balabais that Rashi explains didn't put up a makia, so we bring this chov through. In other words, so this person was supposed to fall all along, but it happened to the person who didn't have a roof. So, yeah, the guy, it's going to happen to the guy, but you shouldn't be the guy who makes it happen. Let it happen some other way. But you shouldn't be the conduit. You shouldn't be the means. So that's the Gemara, and now we will see the parish of the Rav. Ha'itbarnut b'sidrei ha'masim anugim ba'olam. נביאת החושב לידי שאלה, אם השלשלת של כל המון העלילות הנהוגות בחברה האנושית, הינן גם כן כרוכות בטבעות של הכרחים, מסיבות ומסובבים, התחופים ורדופים זה אחר זה. או שיש מקום גם כן למעמד החופשי של הרצון האנושי, כמו שהוא מתראה לפנינו, וכונן מעשים, ואין סיבות קשורות ומכריחות. When you look at the Sidra HaMaisim in the world, it brings the thinker to the question, if all of these change, if many things that happen, are all cause and effect and are necessarily going to happen, or is there room for free human will to act and impact reality without any previous cause? Or no, like the first way is everything just cause and effect. אף שלפי הנראה יסוד הבחירה בנוי על החופש הכמור של הרצון האנושי, מקום איזה מכריע את תלות השאלה. מפני שאפילו אם הדברים מגיעים להכרחים של סיבות, מכל מקום אין זה מונע משום שאיפה של השתדלות לשחרר את החיים, ולהסיר מהם כל מעיז ומעיק ומזיק, וכשם שאין הכרח מונע שום השתדלות של תיקון החברתי וחומרי, כן, איננו מונע גם כן לכל השתדלות של תיקונים מוסריים ואלוהיים. ובשם שמתרפא או הורס תרכי חיים של תיקון החברתי פועל רע לעצמו לכלל, כי נוסע רב מובן יותר נעליו רואי ויותר כולל ונצחי, ואין ההפך במערכת הטוב. על כן הוא עד השלון הוגע למעשה כלל, ולא לדעת האמיתות האלוקית של שכר ועונש המשכים מדרך הטוב והרב. שיכולים להיות תמיד אחוזים בעקב המעשים בקשרים, קבועים וקיימים. It would appear that the foundation of Bechira is built on complete freedom of the human will. However, that doesn't decide the general question. Because even though there are hechrechim of sibos, even though there is a chain of cause and effect, however, that doesn't prevent a striving of effort to perfect life and to remove anything damaging. In other words, on one hand, you have hechrechim, you have things that are cause and effect. On the other hand, you also have human will that can intercede and try to prevent and change and improve the situation. And just like hechreach, necessity, does not prevent any ishtadlus of a tikkun chavruti, a social rectification, v'chomri, a material rectification, so too it does not prevent Hechreach does not prevent the hishtadlus of tikkunim musariim, of ethical rectifications, ve'elokiim, and godly spiritual rectifications. In other words, there's a concept in the world of cause and effect, and that definitely is in place. One thing leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another, but there's still the freedom of man to intercede and to try to make changes, both in the social level, the material level, the ethical, moral level, and the spiritual, godly level. And just like Hamitrape, somebody who heals, or Reis, Tarkechim, Shatikun Chavrati, הוא פועל רע לעצמו או לכלל, כן העושה רע במובן יותר נעלה ויותר כולל ונצחי. וכן להפך מערכת הטוב. So when you do bad, when a person destroys, not you, when a person destroys, he is doing evil to himself and to the community. And so too when someone does more, not only communal evil, but spiritual evil, eternal evil. He's doing ra to himself, and he's doing ra to the community. And so to tov. If he does tov, good, then he's doing good for himself, and good for the community. And therefore, ein ma'amad ha-sheila nogeh l'maaseh klal, v'lo l'dat ha-amitut ha-elokit shel ha-schar v'onesh ha-moshchim b'derech ha-tov v'ha-ra. And therefore, this question is not nogeh l'maaseh. Because what was our question? My question was, is there room for human effort, or is everything just cause and effect? It's just a chain. So if I'm reading the Rav correctly, both are true. I don't know why he says Ein Hashayla Ma'amad Hashayla Nogeh L'Maaseh Klal. Really, both are true. Sometimes we see Lefamim Anachnu Rim Kesher Hasibot Misavivim U'Machichim Al Yevot Chavrutiyot. Sometimes we see cause and effect. Avinu Rim Gam Ken Yevot Ratzon Chavshi Po'al Menatzech. Sometimes we see human will being victorious. So sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. So what's the question? The question is there room for human input in the world? Or is everything just a chain of events, cause and effect? And the answer is both are true. That sometimes it's human will, it intercedes, and sometimes it's cause and effect. V'aderch ha-yoter me'ira y'ader shel hetrachavut ha-metziut. And the most shining way, the most life-filled way, is expanding reality. Ben haruchanit, ben hachomrit v'chot tzodah, both in the spiritual realm and in the material realm, to expand reality. Magad v'maaseh Hashem. Al ken kol ha'alilot hen mitzuyot. V'kol ha'chot mishtatfim l'anagat k'tar mitzuyot v'chuchmat yotzer kol baruch hu. Ha'kol yochal v'kol olam yachad. So all the kochos are involved in reality, as was the wisdom of Hashem, and Hashem encompasses all of them. Rechava, in other words, we expand life. They're both true. Rechava, expansive, hi memshalat hasibot hamachrichot, is the ruling of the cause and effect realm, the necessity, the things that have to happen. Rechava yigam ken memshalat hachofesh, and expansive also is the rulership of the freedom, human freedom. Shigam ken koach adir v'neratz, which is also an incredibly powerful koach. V'ne'amanim heim, and they are faithful, b'hit lakdam yachad, when they join together, lef'ol l'matara klalit ha'olamit, to act for the general worldly purpose. Oylam chesed yibane, uv'chesed v'emes yuchan kisev. First is a verse in Tehillim 89:3, and the second is based on Isaiah 16:5. Amekamot, that the world is built on chesed and emes. Amekamot shevim tiyas kiran ofelat elachrecho lechofesh ha'tichir. V'chukul lefi ha'marechot ha'marechot ha'dvarim ha'tachritim ha'mtzayim. So how do you know what's hechreach? And how do you know where free will is involved? And the answer is that you have to look at the world, and you have to see what are means and what are the ends. In the world there are means and ends. So sometimes it's hard to say. Sometimes the same act, which is a means in one scenario, in one situation, is an end in another situation. And what's an end in one situation could be a means in a different situation. But in general, we know that in life there are means and there are ends. Means relate to man's freedom. Ends relate to koach hechreach. In other words, Hashem is going to achieve his goals at the end. And that's going to be hechreach. But how that is going to be achieved is up to us. In general, obviously, there are exceptions to every rule. But in general, we can say that the means are in the hands of man, and the tachlis, the end, is in the hands of Hashem. ראוי זה ליפור שיפור משש תמי בראשית. חלק אדום מערכת המעשים הם נעוצים בקשר של הסידור הקיים לחוכמת אדום כל ברוך הוא. אם החלק של החופש המעשים מצטרף לזה, לא יש ערך מיוחד פרטי רק מצד חלק האמצעות שיש במורה זה. מצד החלק התכליתי כבר הסדר מוכן. So, this person was supposed to fall from the six days of creation. The end was already etched in stone. This guy is falling, ki yipol hanofa. The question is, how is he going to fall? That's the emtsa'i. Those are the means. This is the means. So the answer is, megagol in schus al yidei zakai v'choyva, v'choyva al yidei chayu. We roll something positive, something meritorious, through someone meritorious, and something negative, detrimental, through a person who himself has a detriment. הגלגול ההמצאות של המסבבים את הדברים הרשמיים בהם נוצקו החכף צגמור. The rolling, the means from which things happen, where we have the power of will, הנכלל בכוחות המציאות שלא חסר ממנו את מושגי המוסר, הרשת והצדק, כל הלאות הגדולות המסובבות מהבעידן ואין שום גירוע, כל אשר יעשה אלוהים הוא יהיה לעולם, עליו אין נוסיף, ומן אין לגרוע, ואלוהים עשה שירות מלפניו. והכרה מחברת את מושג המשפט הקבוע עם מושג החופש. מתאימה ממעוז והמשפט המלא את כל היקום, כי אלוהים שפט סדר. כי הבחירה הכמוסה הגלויה רק ביוצר קור במקור החוכמה האלוהית. אם הייתה ראויה להתפשט במלוא חופשתה, הייתה קובעת חותם אחר על המציאות. אמנם היצר יונה קבעה לתחומיה. כמה תצא על הפועל מלא מובנה וכמה תישאר בידיעה אלומה. ותסובב בסביבות של חוקים מכריחים, והידיעה הכוללת וחקוב, והבחירה החופשית בפועל המעשי, מתלגדות בין דברים מאמצים ותכליתיים, ומתמזגות מזוג חלקי, בכל נושא מיין לפי ערך מקומה. בידיעה גנוזה הבחירה הגנויה, לפי ערך שעתן ביחס אמצעי ותכלית, ואין לך אדם שאין לו שעה, ואין לך דבר שאין לו מקום, ושם מכוונת בערכה משישת מבראשית מתחברת מקומה מיוחד לה. כי ליפול לנופל ממנו, לגגל זכות על ידי זכאי וחובה על ידי חייו, גדול עיני עבוריו כוח לתפונתו אין מספר. So from reading the Rav right, what he's saying is that look at the end of the day, מגגל זכות על ידי זכאי וחובה על ידי חייו. So this person is supposed to fall from Sheshes and Eberashes. So the Tachlis is already set in place. But the question is, how is he going to fall? So on one hand we have Chofesh HaGamor, we all have free choice. On the other hand, Hashem is still involved in that as well. That's what he quotes the pasuk in Kohelet, Ecclesiastes 3:14. Everything Hashem does is going to be forever. You can't add, you can't subtract. And God did that we should fear Him. So it's all ultimately the will of Hashem, part of the will of Hashem. And the recognition that connects the concept of Mishpat Kavua, of said judgment, together with our free will, in other words, we have free will, we also have Hashem's judgment. So how the interplay between those two concepts are Hashem's secret. And if it was completely clear, then our reality would be different. However, Hashem decided that we're not going to understand. We're not going to understand the hidden reasons for things and the interplay, the interaction between free choice and Hashem's will. So in general, it's the right thing to say that everything is ultimately part of Hashem's plan. Everything is hechreach. Roi zeh sheyipol misheish smei bereishis, meaning, what do you mean everything? Meaning the tachlis. That this person has to fall was already established. However, then there's sibos, there are means. How is this person going to fall? So that is a mixture of the two. On one hand, it's man's free will. In other words, Megaglin Chova Yidei Chayev, Rashi says, this person didn't put up a makkah. Since this person didn't put up a makkah, so he's a chayev. So on one hand, he had free choice that the guy should fall. On the other hand, it's part of Hashem's mishpat that this chov should be misgalgal yidei chayev. And when something positive happens, so on one hand, the person had a free choice to do what was right, and then Hashem got involved and he's megalgal through that as chus. He brought this chus through the zakat, where the person is already zakat. It's not that Hashem is not involved at all. There's a subtle interplay between the two concepts. There's Mishpat Hashem and then there's man's free will. So it's going to have to happen at the end. It's going to be the tachlis of the person falling. The question is, how is he going to fall? The answer is, we use our free will to decide. And Hashem gets involved and makes sure that there's also going to be Mishpat involved. And therefore this chov is going to be misgalgal yidei chayev. And when this guy has to fall, it's going to be through somebody who's already chayev. And when something positive happens, it's going to be through a person who's meritorious. So that's if I'm reading the Rav correctly, not 100% sure, but it's definitely so important to open up those brain cells and really think about this Gemara and what it means. And there's so much more to say. We had a shear on this on the parasha. We spoke about this Gemara at length. And our shear on Makkah, flying. And there's so much more to say about the issue of Makkah, B'chlal, such a Gishmaka topic. So, Yitz Hashem, we will revisit it. And we will see Niflo B'li Neder. And we will see Niflo Smitawas Hashem. And I want to thank everybody for listening. It was just so great to learn with you. And we should be so chavum of the lamed, v'shmo v'lasos, and the kindness called the voice of the Torah, so we have a maybe a may. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.